happy?" said Jesse with a smile. It had been a while since the Aldens were last involved in a case. They were very good at solving mysteries. "Wouldn't it be neat if we could meet Mr. Hoyt? Maybe he would sign our special comic book."
"But we don't know where he lives," said Violet. "Al Conrad only said he lives in Connecticut. That's a whole state. He could be anywhere."
"How will we find him?"
Benny asked. "Let's ask Grandfather," Henry said. "He knows about things like that." Grandfather did know how to find a person's address.
"Go to the Greenfield Library," he instructed them. "There are phone books for every county and major city in this state. If the person you're looking for is listed, he'll be in one of those phone books."
"We'll go tomorrow," said Jessie. "Maybe," she thought, "we have stumbled onto another mystery."
The next morning, the children rode their bicycles into town again. Along the way, they stopped to watch some construction workers building a new house. "Another fine house by Rollins Construction," the sign proclaimed. Cars and trucks belonging to the workers were parked along the curb. "They've done a lot more work on the house since last week," Henry commented. "Yesterday the crew was off." Benny watched a worker sawing some boards.
"I want to be a house builder when I grow up," he said admiringly.
"I thought you were going to be Captain Fantastic," said Jesse, teasing. Then Benny noticed that the worker with the saw had long hair tucked up into her hard hat.
"Hey, that's a lady house builder," he exclaimed.
"Don't be so surprised," said Violet. "Women can do any job they want, even build houses."
At that moment, the woman glanced up from her work and looked across the street at the Aldens as if she had heard them. Jesse knew the woman couldn't hear them over all the hammering, but something in the woman's intense stare made her nervous.
"We better get moving,"
she said, climbing back on her bike. They pedaled swiftly to the library. Inside, Henry asked where they would find the Connecticut telephone books.
"Upstairs in the reference room," the librarian replied.
In the reference room, another librarian directed them to several phone books on a low shelf. Henry pulled out all the phone books and put them on a table.
"Connecticut has 8 counties," he said. "There's a phone book for each county, plus ones for the cities of Hartford, New Haven, and Stamford. I'll take 4. Jesse, you take 4. And Violet will take 3.
"What will I do?" asked Benny.